Today we celebrate the votive mass of the guardian angels, because on Tuesdays the guardian angels are particularly remembered, and also because we can. And the message of their mass, of course, is magnificent, that God has given us a guardian angel to protect us and to advise us, and we should listen to him. And regarding the angel of the Exodus, who led Israel to the Holy Land, God says, if you do not listen to him, you will be offending me, because they see my face. And the same thing in the gospel with the children. And of course, scandals and evil are all around us. Woe to them that have brought them be. But we must stay away from them. And so we must always follow and be led by our guardian angels. In the Pauline ride today, and I cannot fail but mention it, I would not be here were it not for him, is the feast of St. John Paul II. Now, some people are still up in arms about him, and I had visited Rome before he became Pope and saw the total devastation that Rome was at the time. Probably the same as it is today. When he came in, immediately it took on a new face, and the priests and nuns put their habits back on, and the mass began to say more and more and so forth. And he tried very hard to undo that which had gone before him, but it was too much for even a pope. So it is not all his fault. Some things were, but not all his fault. The things deteriorated. But despite the situations with the consecrations and the traditional mass and so forth, nevertheless, he wanted to bring it back. And so we need to thank him for all that he did do. And of course, how many people do you know that were ordained by a saint? I'm he. I'm before you. I would not be here if it were not for him. And so I give thanks to God for him and for his great example, especially towards devotion to the Eucharist. The Blessed Mother always, totus tuus, the Blessed Mother, and the priesthood itself, which he did everything he could to restore to what it was supposed to be. But unfortunately, one man alone cannot do it. There were thousands of others who were against him, and they very openly spoke against him and ridiculed him and said that Polak should go back to Poland. So that's what he came to when he came to Rome. He was very popular among some, but they didn't know what they were doing. But the rest of them hated his guts, and they didn't know what they were doing, and were still fighting that which he was fighting. And we give thanks to him for his example at the end of life, that he hung on and stayed where he was, unlike others, till the very, very end, receiving Holy Communion on the last day of his life and then going to the Father. So today we also celebrate this feast, which is not yet in the traditional rite, but will be someday, I can assure you, of St. John Paul II. May he intercede for us, and I pray to him and say, fix what you could not fix, since you are now in heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.